This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, WTMJ's John McCure here. So glad that you are with us. It's Experience Wisconsin. This is the peak time of year, kind of the end of July and into early August for great things happening in our state. I know they happen year-round, but summer is super special. This week is State Fair Week. State Fair kicked off on Thursday. It goes all of next week as well. There's still the ethnic festivals. There's a couple county fairs that are wrapping up. It is Experience Wisconsin. It's a great time to do just that, experience our great state. Here's what we're going to do on today's show. We're going to spin you around the state of Wisconsin a little bit later on. It's Stephanie Collette, Lake Geneva, the three big lakes. That's what we're going to explore with Stephanie Collette later on today in this half hour. The three big lakes. Ann Sayers will be with us, of course, as usual. And downtown Milwaukee, not to be overlooked. Downtown Milwaukee, a lot going on this time of year. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. She will be with us as well. A lot of fun, some facts, and we've got you covered for the next half hour. Thanks for spending it with us on Experience Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you for spending part of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. I love talking about downtown Milwaukee. Full disclosure, I work downtown. It's one of my favorite places to spend time, so much to do. You know who has all the deets on downtown? It's Beth Wierick, the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21, who is with us. Beth, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
I get so excited because there's so much cool stuff happening downtown in Milwaukee. It's just kind of endless. The last month alone was such a boost to our hospitality and tourism industries. Fantastic.
Gosh, I'm so proud of our city. July was definitely a busy month. We had Summerfest, Bastille Days, Harley-Davidson's Homecoming Celebration. I loved Rainbow Summer Highlight, where we featured internationally renowned bubble art installation Evanescence.
So that
was
fun.
It was so much fun. So many families down there. And then it was great welcoming into our city once again Northwestern Mutual's, all of their agents at their annual conference. And it just brought thousands and thousands of people to the streets of downtown Milwaukee.
I love it. I love it. And I know August is going to be huge, right? What's on the docket for August?
Well, gosh, happening today and tomorrow, right now, is the USA Triathlon, and that's going on at the lakefront. What I love about that is it's the largest amateur triathlon event in the entire United States, and we've got competitors ranging in age from 7 to over 80 years
old.
I know. It's exciting.
That's amazing. Tell us about the Milwaukee, the MKE Black Theater Festival.
Well, it's coming back once again, and we are really excited. It's at a variety of venues across the city, and it's going to be happening August 9th through the 27th, and you can see some of those performances at Marquette University, the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum, and more.
This is so fun. The Milwaukee Dragon Festival. Oh my gosh, if people haven't seen this, this is great.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. You can't believe that this is happening right here in Milwaukee on Saturday, August 12th, and that is happening at Lakeshore State Park, and it's Dragon Boat Races, and a great celebration of Chinese culture through music, dance, and food.
And True School has got something pretty cool going on too.
Yeah, True School is phenomenally talented, and they're hosting their Summer Park Jam at the Marcus Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 12th. So this is going to be an all ages free, we love free, outdoor festival, including live performances, interactive activities, local vendors, and a skateboarding area. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So in July, I took in the Milwaukee Night Market. It's right downtown. It's fantastic. The next one is on August 16th. What makes the Milwaukee Night Market so special?
Well, I think it's great because there are so many great local vendors that are featured at the Night Market, but it's also everybody from around the entire city of Milwaukee that just converges, and you get this really great, happy, ebullient, vibrant feel up and down Wisconsin Avenue.
You're right. It's really, really special. That's August 16th. MKE Fringe Fest is back, right?
Yeah, that's back at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, and that is August 18th through 19th. And again, free performances, all by local arts groups.
Summer Spins. What is Summer Spins?
Oh, gosh. Summer Spins is a fabulous free roller skating event at Red Arrow Park. So many people think of Red Arrow Park as ice skating in the winter, but new this year is Summer Spins, and it's going to be on Friday, August 18th. And again, free roller skating right there at Red Arrow Park.
Beth Wierick is with us, CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. DJ Shauna, I love her energy. She's teaming up with the Light the Hone folks. What do they have? have in store?
I am so excited. I already have my tickets for this one. it's newly announced, and it's called Honechella.
Fun.
And, oh, it is going to be fun, John. That's happening Thursday, August 17th, and it is going to be a totally immersive fusion of boats, music, and lights all along the Milwaukee mm-hmm. River and the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan.
That sounds cool. Another event in August that your organization puts on is targeting the downtown workforce. This is a great thing.
I so love this event. Of course, I was a cheerleader in high school, and I loved homecoming week, so I always consider this. Anybody who works downtown, this is their homecoming week. It's our 18th annual. It's happening August 14th through 18th, Downtown Employee Appreciation Week. And it is really designed to celebrate our talented workforce.
So there's stuff in the day. There's also cool stuff that happens in the evening, right?
Oh, gosh. We've got all kinds of things that are going on. We've got trivia competitions. We've got kayak rides. We've got happy hours. There are going to be booths, giveaways. It's just a lot of fun and a great way to celebrate the fantastic workforce here in downtown Milwaukee.
I love being downtown. I'm glad that we're neighbors. If you want more information on the great things happening downtown, it's MilwaukeeDowntown.com, MilwaukeeDowntown.com. You ought to check it out. A lot of really, really good stuff. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown, bid number 21. Beth, it's always fun to have you around. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you downtown.
Man, downtown, the events just keep on rolling. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head south. It's Lake Geneva. That when the show rolls on up next.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you for spending part of it with us. Lake Geneva. I think people in Wisconsin think about spending a weekend somewhere. They generally like to go north. Go south. Visit Lake Geneva, one of the true gems in our state. Stephanie Collette is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. I know she's busy, but she's here now. Thanks for being with us, Stephanie.
Nice to talk with you, John.
I love talking to you about one of my favorite parts of the state, the Lake Geneva area. Summer fun, and that involves a lot of lake activity, doesn't it?
It does. And there are a lot of lakes in this region, but really for the Lake Geneva region, we consider three of them as the mainstay. So, of course, number one is Geneva Lake itself. Mm-hmm. You can call it Geneva Lake. You can call it Lake Geneva. But that's great because in terms of length, it's almost 8 miles long.
Whoa.
So you've got a big lake, and it's great because it's the heart of Lake Geneva, the city, the heart of Williams Bay, Lynn, and Fontana. Four public beaches, plus we have a beach if you stay at the state park. This is a deep lake. It's 135 feet. The average depth is about 62 feet. So this is the kind of lake that you want for the ultimate mm-hmm. summer getaway.
Well, how about this? Let's move to Lake Como.
Let's do that. So Lake Como is just a 4 mile drive from Lake Geneva. And of course, there is a town named Como as well, about 2,700 residents. So it's a small town. But Lake Como itself is about 955 acres. It's a shallow lake. Mm-hmm. So the depth is about 9 feet, but it's a popular place for anglers. So if you like fishing for northern, largemouth bass, panfish, it's great. It's where I like to kayak. Oftentimes, Lake Geneva, for me, not being very good at kayaking, mm-hmm. but loving it, can be a little windy and choppy.
Yeah.
So Lake Como is really good if you want a little smoother experience. So it has more of a Northwoods feel, and there's just really a small town charm to the area and the lake itself.
So I've been to Geneva Lake and Lake Como, but I've never spent time on Delavan Lake. Tell us about Delavan Lake.
You know what? Delavan Lake for me is a wonder. And I'm like you. It was very late that I came to know Delavan Lake. First of all, if you like to fish, this is a fishing lake. You'll find a lot of fishing guides. A lot of folks that do fishing shows love to come to Delavan Lake. Mm-hmm. It's about 1,900 acres, and its maximum depth is about 52 feet. But what I like about this lake is they have the Lake Lawn Queen. So it's a boat where you can take a ride on. The bottom, you know, you can of the boat, there's two stories. You know, you just kind of sit and watch everything. Mm-hmm. But I like getting out on the top because it looks like a super party pontoon. It is so much fun. And you can just walk around on the top with a cocktail.
Nice.
Delavan Lake has 5 houses that were built by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Whoa.
So That surprises people. And it's kind of like a mini Lake Geneva. There are some stunning homes. It's got a lot of history to it. So if you've never done Delavan Lake, you can rent boats, you can rent kayaks, and two great resorts along that lake to stay at, Lake Lawn Resort and Delavan Lake Resort.
Hey, I want to ask you, Stephanie, about the new commercial debuting this month. It features Donald Driver, Double D. This is pretty cool stuff, and he is so psyched to be in Lake Geneva.
You know what? Back when I was Secretary of Wisconsin Tourism, I worked with a lot of celebrities, but Donald Driver just stuck in my head. And that's because the kind of person he is. He represents Wisconsin at its very best. This is a guy whose life could have gone sideways or backwards, you know, and he, thanks to his grandmother and some key people in his life, ended up being just one of the most glorious human beings I've ever met. So we had him. He loves Lake Geneva. He's a big golfer, of course, so he's golfed our resorts. But we had him do the most fun stuff, from feeding giraffes and camels at Safari Lake Geneva to the Tristan Chris Magic Show. He shrunk him, so it's just his head and his SpongeBob square pants socks, you know, so you just see his feet and head. He's a fashionista, so we brought him to Haber Dapper, which, of course, is an outstanding men's clothing store. Yeah, he did the whole experience. He loved it. The commercial is a blast, and I can't wait for you to see it.
So how can people check out everything going on in Lake Geneva? What's the easiest way to get at everything?
The easiest thing is visit lakegeneva.com, and we have you covered from activities to attractions, hotels, motels, B&Bs, you know, you're all set.
Visit lakegeneva.com. Stephanie Collette is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, one of the very special places in our state. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
You got it. I'm serious. Put it on your list and book it. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we spend some time talking to the travel secretary. She is the awesome Ann Sayers, who is buzzing around like a bee this time of year throughout all of Wisconsin. This week, she wanted to highlight some of the great events that are taking place in August, from north to south and east to west. Here's our conversation with the secretary, Ann Sayers. This Wisconsin summer's going so sweet. It's been good. In August, we really get things cooking, don't we?
My head absolutely spins in August. There is so much to do. We are hard at it. I have lots to share with you today.
Well, I went to college in Oshkosh, Ann, so occasionally my head would spin after a trip to Appleton. Let's go out there and hang out for some live music.
One of my very favorites. So this was recently heralded by Rolling Stone magazine. Mild Music is celebrating their 10th anniversary this weekend. The Appleton Music Festival brings in up-and-coming musicians and bands from all over the country. It is happening August 3rd to the 6th. Mild Music acts as a staging ground for emerging artists. They show off their talent. It's over 4 days. A mile of the city's downtown is just transformed into this massive music venue. There's about 200 artists that you can catch, all the genres, indie, folk, bluegrass, roots, and more, 40-plus venues. And the cool thing about it, which there are many, but it's nearly entirely free, and every artist performs original music.
Free is good. We love free, Ann. Free is always good. The Wisconsin State Fair, we're broadcasting live from the fair. It's one of my favorite things to do all year long. The people watching is incredible. People from around the world come to Milwaukee County. Tell us about the Wisconsin State Fair.
Exactly. A beloved summertime tradition. There's 11 days of fun planned. It's August 3rd through the 13th. Enjoy dozens of free entertainment stages. This includes live music, variety shows, comedians, other performers. So that makes it a great value. But there's also the high-flying rides, exciting games, thousands of animals, endless family activities, contests, vendors. Classic Wisconsin culinary delights, of course. No trip to the Wisconsin State Fair is complete without the iconic cream puff. They've sold that at the State Fair for 99 years. And if you can believe it, nearly 400,000 cream puffs are consumed each year. It blows my mind.
Whoa, I think we have that many in our studio today.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good for you. I'll be right over. So be sure to stop by the Travel Wisconsin booth while you're there. We're always in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and Travel Wisconsin is actually sponsoring a promotion on Friday. It's Celebrate Wisconsin Day. Visitors with an out-of-state ID get two tickets for the price of one. So that's a really good deal if you have any friends or family visiting from out-of-state.
And we want to connect with you. Are you going to be at the State Fair at all?
I am, yeah. Should I find you?
Yes. I'll work with your people, and we'll get you to come to our booth. We have a great location. It'll be fun to talk to you out there.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. Dean, let's go to Eau Claire County. Eau Claire is a great place, northwest Wisconsin, and the artful side of the chainsaw can be viewed. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, you know how some artists use paintbrushes or pottery wheels as their tools? Well, this month in Eau Claire, they're using chainsaws. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship is being hosted August 10th through the 13th. You can marvel as artists turn rough timber into beautiful artwork. They're skillfully crafting wood with these chainsaws and other high-powered equipment. The event attracts wood carvers from Wisconsin, other states, and actually some other countries as well. The sculpture contest takes place in Carson Park. That's just outside of the Wisconsin Logging Museum. And while you're there, I mean, definitely check out that museum. You're going to learn about the history of the industry and explore an authentic reproduction of an 1890s logging camp.
Oh, that sounds super cool. And Wausau, I think Wausau is so underrated because they have so much good stuff in the winter and the summer. Tell us what you want to highlight in Wausau.
I'm with you. I love it. It's Wisconsin's longest-running blues festival. It is August 18th through the 19th. It is the Big Bull Falls Blues Fest. Try that three times fast. It's a beloved tradition set in a one-of-a-kind location. So get this. It's a music festival that takes place on beautiful Fern Island that's in the Wisconsin River. The island is just minutes from downtown Wausau, but it has this, like, secluded, natural feeling. It's tremendous live blues music is going to fill the air during the evening, Friday, August 18th, all day Saturday, August 19th. There's food and drink sold on site, so there's no need to miss any of the acts. The Big Bull Falls Blues Fest operates a free shuttle that picks up and drops off festival goers at many locations, and it actually stops at several area hotels, so that's perfect if you're visiting Wausau for the weekend.
And if we see you at the fair, or when we see you at the fair, can we have something pulled aside for you to try? Is there a food item we can help arrange for you?
I mean, I guess surprise me?
Okay.
Ooh,
I like
right.
that.
We're good at surprises.
Absolutely. We'll have something there for you, I promise.
Okay. Sounds great. I'm a little nervous.
Yes,
okay.
you should be. Last year, John ate a scorpion.
And it wasn't great.
He's still not right.
It was
bad. No, I'm not eating. No.
We won't do that to you. No, we won't do that to you. It'll be a big fuzzy caterpillar. No, just kidding. It'll be fun and safe.
A fuzzy one, at least.
It sounds fun.
Start your getaway at travelwisconsin.com. She's the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, always good to catch up. Thank you so much.
Same. Thank you.
That chainsaw art in Eau Claire, that sounds like something super unique. I'd like to check that out someday. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy, including listening to it. If you join it in the middle, check out WTMJ.com, WTMJ.com. And if you're at the Wisconsin State Fair next week, join us. Live coverage. All of our shows there beginning at 9 o'clock, so not the morning show, but then 9, noon, 3. We are there. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.